In the community spotlight today, we have got a special guest who's here to speak to us about Melanoma Awareness Month, which is going on right now. It would be David Bangs, a name that is no doubt familiar to several people. Of course, David R. Bangs Fuels, a staple of the community. Welcome, sir.
Wait, thank you. It's good to be here, Bob. Yeah.
Why do you, I mean, you can tell me as much as you'd like, but why is this important to you, sir?
Okay, well, multiple myeloma is very important to me because I have it. And it's a form of cancer, a blood cancer, in which there is no known cure. There are treatments, and there are treatments that are progressing, that are, you know, giving us hope for down the road. And so it's kind of become a bit of a cause for me over the last 3 years.
So it's been 3 years since you were diagnosed?
I was diagnosed about 3 years ago, and I've went through different therapies, including stem cell transplant and such. And now I'm on a regimen of chemotherapy, which basically keeps the cancerous cells in check and, basically allows me to get out there and, go on living.
How are you feeling?
I feel, for the most part, pretty good, yes.
That's good. I know that there can be side effects from going through those treatments as well. So I'm sure it can be a bit of a roller coaster at times.
Yes, there are side effects that, you know, affect you, your physiology, your appetite, and your gastrointestinal functions. And I've had hair loss, and it's grown back. And it's the roller coaster of cancer that, you know, a lot of people are familiar with.
So what is it that you would like our listeners to know about this disease, sir?
Well, March is Multiple Myeloma Awareness Month, and our goal is to have people aware of this disease that's out there. It's considered a rare form of cancer, but it seems to be becoming more common. There was about 4,000 people diagnosed with it last year. And it's a disease that can kind of creep up onto you because it's within your bloodstream. And it could manifest itself in subtle ways such as fatigue, bone pain and such. And bone pain that would be caused, see, not from bumping into anything or a physical injury or a sports injury, but just something that starts to manifest itself, whether it's like in your spine or in your hips, fatigue infections. There's different ways that if you start feeling these things and you can't really figure out what's going on, it's a good something to check for.
Yeah, it's a possibility. And that's what I was going to ask you is, you know, what are some of the signs to look for? You described them very well there. What was it like for you, sir?
Well, I was just kind of maybe experiencing what I thought was aging. I was in my later 50s, but I was experiencing hip pain, some bone pain, some back pain. I was just getting general consensus within my age group that, Dave, you're probably due for your hip replacement. And I said, well, maybe. I've been active all my life. But it turned out that things got worse. I started experiencing organ failure. I was admitted into the Perth Hospital about the same day they closed it down for COVID. We had to go through some pretty intense testing to figure out what was going on. And then it was finally through a blood test that we figured there was a possibility of myeloma, and we supported that diagnosis with a bone marrow biopsy.
You just seem so upbeat. I imagine that is something that really helps you deal with this and get through this.
Yeah, well, I'm upbeat because I've had good support, like from family. I've had friends. There's a lady I know quite well who's been dealing with myeloma for over 10 years now, and she's been a great form of support. There's no point sitting down and moping about it. I feel good, and I'm going to take advantage.
Yeah. That's incredible. Now, and I should also mention that it was you who reached out to us to talk about this. And I'll be honest with you, I did not even know that March was Multiple Myeloma Month until you told me, and I'm glad you did. It's really become sort of a passion of yours to speak about this and to ensure that other people do get checked out.
Yes, it has. And it's basically because the sooner you are diagnosed, the better chances you have of progressing. It's not a curable disease. There are timelines of anywhere from 24 months to maybe 10 plus years, even 20 years. But you have to diagnose it and you have to get on it. And hopefully your body works well with the chemos of today and such. Yeah.
What would you like to leave our listeners with before I let you go, sir?
If you're not feeling well, you can't really put your finger on it. Work with your healthcare professional. Maybe you get the right blood test. That's what happened to me. We were totally on the wrong track where we were going with my diagnosis until this one blood test showed up. And thank goodness for that, because that allowed us to immediately focus on what was going on. I received almost like a fast track into the whole cancer world at the Ottawa Cancer Clinic. And I've had, great experiences there with the people and my ongoing treatment.
Well, it's been a pleasure to speak with you, sir. We're very happy to help spread the word and make sure that people do know that if they're feeling off, something's not quite right, get checked out.
Yeah, that's it. And if you see an opportunity to donate to the Multiple Myeloma Fund, most of it's going for research, and it's all very important. And it's this research that has brought, maybe in the last 10 years, improvements to that keeps us living.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll put a link up on our website, lanarkleadstoday.ca, to help anybody who would like to make a donation.
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And thank you very much for coming in. I really appreciate this.
Oh, well, my pleasure.
David Bangs, our guest in the Community Spotlight today. March is Multiple Myeloma Awareness Month. And again, just head to lanarkleadstoday.ca and you'll be able to find that link where you can make a donation to help people like David. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.